This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning and welcome into the program. This morning we're talking about the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. Lots going on. I mean, this is a busy time of the year for Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. And just so many fun things, especially with the bicentennial. So we'll be talking about that. Angela Jackson is with us this morning, and so is Melinda Tate. And both of them have been very busy, and they're going to be even busier in the days and weeks to come. I understand a big bicentennial family tree event coming up.
Yes, it's this Saturday at the St. Clair Senior Center from 10 until 1. And all ages are invited. It's not just for the seniors. And we're going to give away free trees. These are native trees to Tennessee. And they are from Peachtree Landscaping. And we'll also have someone from the Rutherford County Archives Society telling us more about genealogy, how you can research your own roots. And Neat. We'll have, it's a very interesting process. And if you haven't started one of your own family trees, it's a good time to start it this bicentennial year. We'll have printed family tree forms and brochures telling you how to get started, and in different places that you can go to look up records of your family. And we'll also have light refreshments. And we will also have a representative from Shacklett's Photography there. And they'll tell you more about restoring some of your old family photos. And you can bring one or two in to get some advice to see if they are restorable. They're also going to talk about converting some of your old films and slides to DVDs. You want to be able to preserve some of these films, like maybe old wedding movies or things like that, old family 8mm movies you want to put on DVDs, and they can talk more about that. And going forward, how to preserve the photos that you're taking now. And if you're like me, you probably have about 8,000 on your computer. So they can talk more about what to do, how to prioritize, and just get organized with your photos.
And what time is that on Saturday?
It's from 10 o'clock in the morning till 1.
10 to 1, okay. And in addition to the family tree event, where you can actually learn how to trace your history, your family heritage, you'll get a family tree to plant.
Yes.
That's pretty neat. So come away with a tree of two different types of trees there.
Right, and it's all free.
Well, you can't beat that. Do you have to RSVP or anything?
No, just show up. And again, it's the St. Clair Senior Center, and it's right behind CC's Pizza on St. Clair Street.
Okay, so that's coming up this Saturday, the family tree event. This is part of the bicentennial. Of course, Murfreesboro's bicentennial kicked off, I guess, about a week and a half or so ago. And up on the Civic Plaza, we're looking at the history of our community. So since you're part of the community, might as well look into your history as well and come up with your family tree. I think a lot of people who may not realize they have some pretty deep roots here. And this is a good way to check it out. The Lineball Library, as well as the Rutherford County Archives Building, both are phenomenal sources of information. In fact, the library, I think, has some old books that include the registry on of the ships that people were riding on across the ocean in the hundreds of years ago, a long time ago.
And even if you're not from Rutherford County, it's all very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Very definitely. That's coming up this Saturday, starting at 10 o'clock. And that's over at the St. Clair Street Senior Center, another one of the gems in the community. And you may not have seen that, so check that out, too. That's, by the way, on St. Clair Street, which is why they call it the St. Clair Street Senior Center. Well, this last weekend was phenomenal. The Parks and Recreation Department did a great job with the Harvest Days and Fiber Festival and the unveiling of the Cedar Bucket. Boy, that was so neat. I mean, whoever put that together, they did a great job.
There were a lot of different people making a lot of different efforts. I was proud to attend myself. It was a beautiful day.
Well, tell us what else is happening here in the community.
Well, you know, October seems to be just our month. I mean, we stay busy year-round, but it just seems like we have been just packed to the gills. With October kicking off, our bicentennial celebration, as you've mentioned, you know, over the next year, we will be having a lot of different activities. Mayor Bragg put together a wonderful committee of volunteers and people in the community to help from so many different angles. Parks and Recreation Department had the opportunity to kind of get things started, as you mentioned, with our kickoff celebration on the plaza, and then with Harvest Days last Saturday. The event that Melinda was just speaking with, the Family Tree Day coming up, there have been a lot of activities going on out at Oaklands, and they have made that bicentennial connection with some of their cemetery tours, doing character tours. I know they still have the headstone hearses and heartaches. 200 years of mourning customs is going on now through the 30th. So there's some fun things going on there as well. And then November, of course it will be here just before we know it. John Hood is the steering committee member, helping organize some of those November activities, and some really, really exciting things coming up with that. There's activities at the Heritage Center, out at the airport. Well, let me just tell you about a couple of them. They'll be here very soon on Thursday, November 3rd, at the Heritage Center. There is a activity called Teaching the History of Murfreesboro Using Primary Sources from the Library of Congress. That has a pretty target audience. There is an activity at the airport on Saturday, November 12th, called Finish 40 and Home. Phil Searcy is an author, and there's a discussion and book signing at the airport. I think that's just going to be fascinating. There is a play called Bethel at the First Baptist Church on East Castle Street. And then on Friday, November 18th, the county seat name change reenactment will be at 10 o'clock a.m. at the Rutherford County Courthouse, and I think that will be just absolutely fascinating coming up in November.
Tell us a little more about that one, if you would.
Well, let me see what I can do on that. I'm going to have to flip over to my cheat sheets here, but I think that I can give some more information there. I think is going to be just wonderful. Mayor Bragg has invited several people to participate in that, some folks from legislature asked to attend and participate in those activities. I know that one of the things that we have been discussing as far as the name change goes, we started off as Cannonsburg, mm-hmm. And then a month later became Murfreesboro, but it was spelled O-R-O-U-G-H.
Like
and,
the old days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So I think that's one of the things that that we were looking at, making sure that we had right. I know it's it's kind of a lot to write as you're doing now. I think we've got one of the longer names around, and I think it's kind of interesting that it used to be even longer.
Well, let me ask you this: this was back in the days of Captain William Lytle. And supposedly he had a close friend, Hardy Murfree, that he wanted to honor, and was trying to, come up with a name for the city, or tried to persuade the city founders to go with his name. And I guess as an enticement, he said, "I'll deed you for a dollar, I think it was, the land, which is basically the square, to build your city on, as opposed to Cannonsburg, where they opened, which is right there on the where the tributaries, Town Creek and Lytle Creek go together. And so they must have been really working on that before that that community got going, because it was just down there for a month. That's pretty quick change.
Absolutely. You know, property values sure have gone up since those dollar days, right?
Absolutely. Well, you know, I would bet you that might have been something that Captain William Lytle was thinking about.
Right.
He had gotten all of this land as, I guess you'd say, a thank you for being in the Revolutionary War, and the president gave him all of this wilderness land. And if you have wilderness land, what do you want to do? You want to try to improve it so it's more valuable. And so instead of it being wilderness, if you had a city there or a town, it would be more valuable. So he was willing, I guess, to give part of it for people to develop. And that made his other land more valuable. He was an early developer, I guess.
Absolutely.
So, and you can just sort of learn all about him. And his burial plot is over by Haynes Hardware.
Is it really?
Yeah, there's a...
You know, I have seen that. I had forgotten about that. I've seen the sign and sort of kind of looked off and seen it from the road. I've never walked back there.
That used to be, I'm sure, way out in the country.
Uh-huh.
especially if you look at Cannonsburg days and the early Murfrees, B-O-R-O-U-G-H days. That was out in the country. But now it's right snuggled in between some warehouses. Well, what else do you have over there? That's pretty fascinating stuff you have. The name reenactment, name change. And what is the date on that once again?
The reenactment date is Friday, November the 18th. At 10 a.m. at the Rutherford County Courthouse. So a lot of things coming up, you know, and a lot of things still being planned. We have a whole year's worth of activities listed, and on the city's webpage is where we are keeping a calendar, and as updates are being made, you know, there are still people adding events and working on planning, and I think that will just continue to happen and change. Mm-hmm. So what we are trying to do is keep that most accurate calendar going on the city's website, which is www.murfreesboro.tn.gov, and you know, we've gotten a lot of help from folks that have been writing stories and sharing some bits of history, and you know, in a lot of different directions. But there is a full calendar listed there, or you can always contact us at Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation, and we can mail you an old-fashioned calendar if folks would prefer that.
Now, this name change reenactment, is that inside the courthouse or outside the courthouse?
Well, it's November the 18th. I don't know. I don't know if a decision on that has been made yet, but I would bet, if there are outdoor plans, hopefully there's a, you know, good options there depending on the weather.
Absolutely. Of course, November the 11th is Veterans Day, which is also up on the square, as always, 11 o'clock. Just so many things. We are so fortunate to have a vital downtown square area. And nowadays, it doesn't seem to matter what time you go up there, if it's in the afternoon or early evening or late at night, there are people there doing things. So it's an active, vital square.
It is, and just beautiful, isn't it?
Very definitely. By the way, we're going to check with the latest weather information and traffic information. We'll be back and continue the conversation. Our phone number is 893-1450, 893-1450. I'll bet some of you have already attended some of these bicentennial events. Call us and tell us what you're most proud of right here in the heart of Tennessee. 893-1450 is our number, 893-1450. And we'll be back and continue the conversation. This next segment is where we open up the phone lines, 893-1450. We're talking with friends from the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. Angela Jackson and Melinda Tate with us this morning. 893-1450. We'll be right back.
Sports the way you like it. Local, all sports talk with Monty Hale Jr. and Tim Tackett. Weekdays at 4 on WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Was your car damaged by the recent hailstorm we had in Rutherford County? Windows busted out? Dents all over your car? Ford of Murfreesboro can properly repair your car to make it look like new again. Ford of Murfreesboro works with your insurance company so you don't have that hassle. Simply drop off your car, get it repaired, and then pick it up. It's that easy at Ford of Murfreesboro. Ford of Murfreesboro, at the intersection of Broad and Northfield. Hail damage repairs being done now at Ford of Murfreesboro.
Bell Jewelers, where quality, value, and honesty ring true.
We buy our diamonds direct from the cutters of Belgium, the diamond capital of the world. Diamonds are a symbol of your devotion, of your life together, of how far you've come.
Bell Jewelers, a cut above.
This is Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers, across the street from Toots in Murfreesboro. Visit us online at belljeweler.com.
Family Staffing Solutions.
They've given me back a new life. There are truly people in this world that care about the elderly.
Family Staffing Solutions. Personal care assistance at its best.
This is not a high-pressure business. We want you to be very happy when you agree to do business with us.
That's Becky Buchner with Family Staffing Solutions.
When you need that help, it's there for the asking.
143 Uptown Square, 848-6774. Online at familystaffing.com.
Quality automotive repair service and repair at honest, fair prices. Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad Street, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Call 896-1407. We care, and we're here to help.
Good morning, Rutherford County. As you make your way to work this morning, guys, be advised, at the intersection of Northwest Broad and North Thompson, we have an accident involving a vehicle and a deer, so that area will be a little slower, but that will get cleaned up pretty quickly. Now, as you make it on to I-24, things have started to slow down right past 840, and especially around Walden Road. From there into the downtown area, you are going to be well below the speed limit, so please be careful. Learn to fly with the best. Nashville Flight Training will help make that dream a reality. Give them a call, 366-9192, or go online and NashvilleFlightTraining.com. I'm John Boyce with your WGNS traffic.
Thank you, John. What about that Murfreesboro weather brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro?
Well, plenty of sunshine for today. High temperatures in the upper 70s and a light south wind between 5 and 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, low of 50. I'm WGNS meteorologist Andy Falhuber. Right now, 43.
This is Freedom Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We offer checking that comes with a free check card, free mobile and internet banking, as well as free bill payer service. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good Neighbor Talk is your island of logical thinking and a world of radical ideas. Tell your friends about WGNS Murfreesboro.
I got my eggs, I got my pancakes too. I got my maple syrup, everything but you. I break the yolks and make a smiley face. I kinda like it in my brand new place. Wipe the spots up off the mirror, don't leave my keys in the door. I never put wet towels on the floor anymore.
Welcome back. We're talking about the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department today. By the way, Faye Smitty wins the WGNS birthday cake from Junior's Foodland. Happy birthday, Faye Smitty. And our good neighbor of the day receiving flowers from Ryan's is Kim Hilsman. Someone wrote and said that they appreciate all that she does to keep the community healthy. Kim Hilsman, our good neighbor of the day. Our number is 893-1450. Did you check out the cedar bucket? Did you go back? Yeah, that's a big, big bucket. Boy, that thing is... How, do you have any ideas how many gallons that would hold?
You know, I...
Are you checking? Is that what you're doing?
I was totally... When you brought it up, I was over here with my smartphone trying to beat you to the punch because I can totally answer that question. 1,556 gallons.
Wow.
It's approximately 6 feet tall, a 6 feet diameter, and 9 feet across the top.
That is big. And the original one was in, I think... The Chicago World's Fair?
It was. Also, again, and I'm not going to, a smoother person would be able to just act like all this was in the top of my head.
Angela knows this fair part.
But I'm just honest out there with everyone. I'm completely cheating. But it was built in 1887 by the Tennessee Red Cedar Wooden Works Company from here in Murfreesboro. Then it was displayed in 1893 at the Chicago World's Fair and the 1904 St. Louis World's Fair. It kind of moved around from a bit from there. A market displayed it, an amusement park displayed it, and then came back to Canonsburg in 1976 when Canonsburg was first built there in 1976 as part of that project.
The Tennessee Red Cedar Woodworks Company? Is that right?
That's what I've got here, yes.
Interesting name.
Mm-hmm.
This area had so much cedar back then. Everything, they made so much cedar. The Lane cedar chest were made in Smyrna, I believe it was. And, of course, we had so many cedar buckets made here. The cedar pencils were made over in Shelbyville. Be interesting if somebody has some information listening about that company, the Tennessee Red Cedar Woodworks Company. Now, was that, and we're throwing this out for some of you who are very knowledgeable, 893-1450, was that the company that is best known as making cedar buckets in Murfreesboro? I mean, they certainly made the biggest one. I don't know if they, because you hear so many people talk about, I remember when they made the cedar buckets in Murfreesboro, and everybody seemed to have one except me. I don't have one of those. But they had little bitty ones, too, that were... sold as souvenirs. And as recently as I think the 50s and 60s, people said they were collecting those small cedar buckets, and they are worth a good amount of money now. 893-1450, do you have one of those? Do you have a loved one maybe who used to work at the cedar bucket factory? Give us a call. 893-1450. Maybe you have a relative who actually had a hand in creating that first largest cedar bucket in the world, made in Murfreesboro. That thing traveled around quite a bit, I think, didn't it? Obviously, it went to Chicago.
I think it made its rounds, but, you know, for those out there listening, I think you just made a very good point. You don't have a cedar bucket. I think anyone that's making their Christmas list now for Bart will know if Secret Santa is out there. You know, we know what is missing from the man who doesn't have everything because you don't have a cedar bucket.
I don't have a cedar bucket.
We all need to work on that one. But you know, Christmas, I know it'll be here before we know it, but
we have
Halloween just this weekend and a lot planned going on there. So I don't know that I'm ready to think about Christmas shopping now, since I'm the one that brought it up.
I heard this morning on the radio it's 2 months away.
I'm not ready. I'm still in complete Halloween mode. I need some more candy.
Well, tell us what the Parks and Recs are doing for Halloween, because and we're talking about Monday, this weekend, and Monday is Halloween itself.
Absolutely.
Well, starting off, for the little kids, we've got the Not-So-Haunted Hayride. And it's this Friday and Saturday, starting at 5 o'clock before it gets too dark.
Can I go on that one? The big one's too scary.
No, I'm sorry, you have to show an ID.
Oh, gosh.
Well, this would be a good excuse to bring your
Bring my grandchild.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I can ride then.
That's right.
All right.
It's at $3 per person, mm-hmm. and it's based on a book by Kate Stone called One Spooky Night.
Ah.
So each scene will represent a page in the book, and you could read along to your child as mm-hmm. you go along the hayride. And it's not very scary at all, and the book is about not being scared. And it's perfect for the little ones.
Neat. And what time is that again?
It's from 5 o'clock until 7 o'clock this Friday and Saturday night.
Okay, that's at Barfield Park.
Barfield, yes.
I guess most of the events are at Barfield because they have more trails that can be used. Is the spookier one at Barfield also?
It is. You know, we have been doing the Barfield Halloween Bash for 10 years now. This is the 10th year. We, you know, there's three real components. The not-so-haunted hayride that Melinda mentioned, and then the haunted hayride, the one for the older folks who like zombies and skeletons and all things scary. There are, you know, it's Murfreesboro's scariest hayride ever, and let me tell you, it absolutely terrifies me. That is a hayride that goes through a different part of the park than the not so haunted hayride. And then there's also a carnival going on that kind of brings it together with games and prizes and costume contest. There's a trick or treat trail where if you haven't gotten your candy fix, there's an opportunity for you know, different businesses and nonprofits that to set up booths and share in that trick or treating idea. There'll be music contests, all kinds of different activities, good old-fashioned carnival games there, kind of in the ball field complex. So three different big things going on all at the same time this Friday and Saturday night. Now, the haunted hayride, we get so many people for that. We really want everyone to have a chance to do that. So it's going to start up Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. We'll be doing the haunted hayride, and then you can join in on Friday and Saturday with the rest of the activities, with the Not So Haunted and with the carnival itself.
Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Angela Jackson and Belinda Tate. How are you today?
All right. Hey, Bart, my wife called and said y'all were talking about the Cedar Bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And wanted to know something about it. It's Jim Avery.
Hey, Jim. Good to talk with you.
Of course, I used to play in that bucket, the old bucket, when it was over at the Bucket Factory back in the 30s and 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And my daddy was a superintendent, cedar buyer, timekeeper, whatever over there, until he retired in 52.
So the factory was, how long did that factory operate?
Well, I think it closed sometime in the 50s, maybe right after daddy retired.
Mm-hmm.
So Mr. Patterson had died, and they changed owners, and I think it closed sometime in the 50s, anyway, in the middle 50s. And Daddy went to work over there in the middle 1900s.
Wow, long time.
He started originally with the old American Pencil Company that was over on Ordway Street, and then when it closed, or I don't know, they may have bought it and merged it, but he went over to the Cedar Mill, or Tennessee Red Cedar is what they called it, but we always called it the Bucket Factory, and he went over there, and well, I know he was working there in 1920, because my older brother was born, and Daddy was already there at the Bucket Factory.
Jim,
in
where
1920.
Where was this factory located? Let us know in comparison.
It was down at the end, you know, sort of behind the old Buser Ribbon Mill. The soup mill used to call it. It's always down there. I know somebody put out a book not long, some time ago, and said that the Bucket Factory at one time was in that big manufacturing company there on what used to be called the soup mill. But the Bucket Factory never was there. It was always down at the end. I don't know where they called it, Cedar Street or what, but where you turned off of Salem Pike.
Mm-hmm.
Just as you come across the railroad, you turn left, and it was down at the end of that street.
Right.
The Bucket Factory, the kill, all of it. The buckets were manufactured there, and mm-hmm. I've got a bucket and a dipper, the whole complete outfit that my daddy had made for my aunt when they married. When my aunt married, he made a bucket, a drinking bucket out of that.
Oh, that's neat.
Because back then they drank their water out of a container, a bucket. You know, they usually sat in the kitchen on the cabinet, and they'd have the drinking water there. But later on, it's kind of funny. My aunt lived in Belle Meade in Nashville, and she was friends with Ms. H.G. Hill and Max Jarman's wife and all those folks, you know, and Ms. Jarman and Ms. Hill would come up to my aunt's house and they'd say, Willie, get that bucket out. We want to drink water out of that cedar bucket.
Wow. Made it taste even better.
Well, cedar did. Yeah, I don't know about that, but it was funny that those folks lived down there and had all the amenities of home, but then, you know, but they wanted to drink out of that bucket.
Yeah, they did not have a cedar bucket.
I remember going over there, and then my mother worked at the bucket factory until Tom was born in 1920, and so just as soon as he was born, she quit and stayed at home.
Some interesting times.
Never did work again. But and over there in Westview, most everybody over there, because see, that was a mill community, and most people over there worked at the bucket factory or they worked at the Carnation Milk Plant. There's a lot of folks over there now. I don't know how many relatives are left, but back in my day, most of the adult people that worked, they worked at the bucket factory.
Some interesting times. Jim, thank you for sharing that with
us. Yeah, my wife said y'all were asking about it.
Yeah.
But it was always down at the end of that street, and I think, I don't know whether they called it Cedar Street or not, but it'd be a natural name for it, but it was always there in the old big bucket set. They built sort of a gazebo thing and set that bucket inside, and it was on display there right in front of the office. And when I was a little boy, I used to go over there with my daddy, and I'd climb over in that bucket and occupy my time playing with those, and I wish I had those cedar buckets that I probably broke up playing with them in there. They'd be worth a lot of money.
Well, you better believe it.
But I just thought I'd call in and try to give you some information.
Thank you for calling, Jim.
All right.
You have
All
a super day.
And by the way, I have Dennis Rainier.
How is Dennis? Have you all heard?
Doing much better. The last I had heard, he was home and in good spirits and doing really well. We were worried about him, and still like to look out for Dennis and keep up with him. I've been hearing some very good reports.
Well, good. I have known Dennis since he was just a young boy, and he did a great job with the recreation department, but I knew he was sick. Thank you. I appreciate you telling me that. Mark, we'll see you.
Have a good day, Jim.
All right. Bye-bye.
Let's take another call here. Good morning. You're on WGNS. Angela Jackson and Melinda Tate, how are you today?
All right, Bob. Ms. Jackson and Ms. Tate.
Yes.
Good morning.
Yes, the program is going on pretty real good this morning, and I saw the cedar bucket in the paper this morning
from the other day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The reason I called in, I want to change it up a little bit. I want to find the number for who would you call for the recreation over the games, that the football games they have on the weekend for the 8 and 9 year olds.
Okay.
That is Thomas Laird. Thomas is our athletic superintendent, and let's see, he can be reached at 907-2251. That's 907-2251.
2251.
Yes, sir.
2251. Yes, sir. Just to give you a little hint on what I'm calling about, the games that they're having. Those officials they got out there on Saturdays, we need to get something done about those three guys, man, because they're really upsetting the parents, and plus the little guys are playing their hearts out, and the calls that they've been making for the last 3 weeks. And, well, I'm just, I don't want to lose my religion over the football game, but something needs to be done about those guys. So, and you said the number's what now?
The number for Thomas Laird is 907-2251. You know, there is nothing like youth sports activities to really get our passions going. I know I'm sure you care a lot about the kids that are out there playing and really get into the game. We have had some really interesting games going on, you know, this year and always. I know, you know, someone had mentioned Dennis before. You know, Dennis played and coached for years. I bet there have been a lot of different calls over the years in Murfreesboro that really have gotten people's attention. But yeah, we would be glad if you have any specific concerns, we'd be glad to talk with you about those.
Okay, 905-2251.
907-2251, yes sir.
Okay,
I appreciate
you,
the call.
All right, y'all have a good day.
Thanks for calling. What age group are those youngsters playing?
We have a lot of different, you know, youth sports activities going on, you know, just across the board. We have, let's see, the football program, and I'm again looking over to my cheat sheet now. You know, there are people that just have numbers on the tip of their tongue at every time, and then there's people like me, and I don't.
Now that's also the one where they have the cheerleaders.
Absolutely.
So you're giving youngsters, and these are, you know, pre-sports age youngsters, an opportunity to learn the sports, learn how to play together as a team, as far as the football players go. And then you have the girls who are learning to be cheerleaders in their youthful age. I mean, we're talking about little kids.
There are some fantastic things mm-hmm. going on. Absolutely, you know,
learning teamwork,
learning a lot of things. You know, I think there's some things that happen in all of our athletic programs. You know, we've got I believe football season you know should be wrapping up. I believe that tonight is one of the last regular games. I think there's some more activities over the next couple of weeks. But we've got you know, a lot of different things coming. You know, when one ends, the next begins, and we just keep going year round with a lot of activities for kids, you know, athletic and otherwise. You know, we've got arts activities. Our Sunshine Players is a drama program where they can be involved in plays, a lot of outdoor programs. You know, definitely try to really hit something for everyone.
Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Bart.
Hi.
This is Thomas, and I just wanted to answer the questions on the football. Our youth football is for ages 7 and 8, 9 and 10, and 11 through 13, and we're in playoff games, and when we'll play our bowl games November 5th and 12th at Siegel High School, and we appreciate the partnership with the county schools. And I'll be glad to talk to the gentleman, but what we try to encourage all parents and all fans to remember is that we're out there for the kids. The officials are going to do the best job that they can, but the whole point of the youth sports is for us to develop good character in these children, and the actions of the parents and the fans and administrators, everybody there is a reflection on the kids. And when we blame an official or we get upset over a call that we don't like, and the kids see that, then they interpret that as it's okay to disrespect officials or disrespect authority. And that's something we definitely don't want to encourage.
Very good. Thomas, thank you for taking time to call us on that.
Yeah, Thomas, thanks for the rescue call. I appreciate that.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a great day. 893-1450 is our number, 893-1450. We're going to check on the weather, and we'll be back and take some more calls. If you have anything you want to share with us, give us a shout. Maybe you went to some of the earlier Halloween events that the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department had. You know, they were talking about how scary these are. They have always been scary. I remember the ones that you used to have up on the square, and then you had some over at the the Cox Gym. And those were scary.
The Thursday night, just vomit on that ground.
The GNS in our call stands for Good Neighbor Station. That's been our objective since 1947. Good Neighbor Talk on WGNS Murfreesboro.
Family Staffing Solutions.
I do feel that I have been given the greatest gift. They have been over backwards to help me.
Family Staffing Solutions. Thinking about your parents. We can be there when you're not.
For the older people that have family members that are struggling with this, please understand, you only have to call this number.
Family Staffing Solutions, 848-6774, online at familystaffing.com.
This is Sean Brown at Southeastern Tire Service, where we now offer the Michelin Promise Plan. The Michelin Promise Plan is a new offer which includes a 30-day ride guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and a limited mileage warranty on all Michelin passenger and light truck tires, replacement and original equipment. Did you know we now provide air conditioning service? Let our ASC certified technicians get your car road ready today.
Southeastern Tire Service, on Broad Street, across from Advance Auto.
Weather Eye.
Well, plenty of sunshine for today. High temperatures in the upper 70s and a light south wind between 5 and 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, low of 50. From WGNS meteorologist Andy Falhuber. Right now, 43.
Friends, if you haven't been to Bell Furniture, you've been spending too much on your furniture and not getting the quality. Bell Furniture has the Serta Leather Sectional. Regular $10.99, they have it for $7.49. They have some beautiful chaise lounges, too. And Perry Bell wanted me to tell you that everything at Bell Furniture is made in America. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Get your Good Neighbor events to us in writing 2 weeks before they occur. We'll put them on the radio and the internet. WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Welcome back. We're talking about the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. Our number is 893-1450. Angela Jackson and Melinda Tate with us this morning. And I understand there's going to be a big preschool pumpkin patch coming up. Tell us about that and what we're going to find there.
Yes, this is at Patterson Park, and it's Friday, October 28th from 5 to 7 p.m., and it's $3 per child, and you come dressed in your most scary or non-scary costume for an evening of games, activities, a cakewalk, and a costume contest.
Neat. What was the night on that again?
It's this Friday, October 28th.
This Friday. Okay. So circle that one on your calendar. Let's go back to the phones, 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
It's me again, Bud. I'm fine. And I didn't mean to step on Thomas's toe because I brought my kids up with respect and stuff like that. My son, he played in that little league when he was small, and he's graduated from Riverdale, and he's out of school now. And my grandkids are playing, and we bring them up the same way. And I'm not disrespecting or officiating, but those guys, they do really make a lot of bad calls on certain teams and stuff, you know, that's playing out there. And I mean, one or two calls maybe, but not just flags, man. They can't hardly play the game unless they're throwing flags, you know, on certain teams. Some teams, nobody plays perfect. You don't get no flag. But when it start getting tight, they start throwing flags. It seems like they got picks and stuff, you know, on all the little guys out there playing the hards out. And I appreciate those little guys, and I don't want to see none of them get hurt. But the calls that they are making, I mean, you know, it's showing disrespect to the little players out there. They play too hard, man, for them to make them bad calls like they're doing and act like ain't nothing going on. I rest my case.
We thank you for sharing that. You have a good day. 893-1450 is our number. We have a few minutes left in the program, so if you want to share some memories with us this morning, maybe about taking advantage of some of the Parks and Recreation Department's earlier spooky trails. You'll have an opportunity, of course, to relive those. And if you want to take a ride on the not-so-haunted trail, bring a young child or a grandchild with you.
That's right.
That's your pass.
So, and you'll be a hero. I mean, you really will. Take the kids to activities like this, and they will have a ball over there. The preschool pumpkin patch for the really little ones is coming up this Friday at the Patterson Community Center. And that is such a neat facility. I mean, there's so many great activities going on over at Patterson. That's another one of the gems in the community there.
It absolutely is. You know, I tried to play racquetball there once. I injured my friend and have not tried it again. I need to get back over there and just bring a tougher person to play with, I think. I really did kind of slap the ball around a little bit there. I'd never played before, and instead of going through the proper channels and getting some good coaching, I just decided to go start wailing away. It was a completely unsuccessful trip, but I've had many other just of my own choosing, but I've had a lot of successful ventures at Patterson, and I think there's some real good opportunities and an excellent staff over there, providing a lot of programs just across the board, everything from this preschool pumpkin patch, to a lot of different activities. Definitely something for everyone.
And you all were talking about the Sunshine Players. Of course, that is where they do most of their productions. And what a phenomenal theater that is at Patterson Community Center. High tech, lots of room. I think it has room for 300 and something persons in the audience. Has a green room, has a room where they actually put together the sets. This is a far cry from when Terry got the program started in the log cabin over on Ewing Boulevard. And so youngsters and parents take advantage of the Sunshine Players. We have about a minute left in the program. Any final thoughts you want to share with people about the activities at the Parks and Recreation Department or where they can get the Rec Connection?
Absolutely. Just you can give us a call at the Administrative Office of Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department, which is 890-5333, or you can pick up a Rec Connect at any of our locations: Patterson Park Community Center, SportsCom, Cannonsburg, the Wilderness Station at Barfield Crescent Park. They always keep some down at City Hall. St. Clair Senior Center is good at passing them out. I even picked up the one that I was cheating off of today right here in the lobby of WGNS. So a lot of good opportunities there. And then also on the city's website, www.murfreesborotn.gov, and if you put /parks, it'll take you right to us.
Well, thank you both for joining us this morning, Melinda Tate, Angela Jackson, sharing with us some of the fun that the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department offers. Now, tomorrow at this time, we're going to be talking with our County Mayor, Ernest Burgess, so be sure and join us right here on your Good Neighbor Station. Have a super rest of the day. Much deeper.